Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your temptress, Sassy. I'll be providing you with a story that'll really get you going. It's part of a series that helps open your imagination. It's the single most important part of any great sexual experience, whether you're with a friend, on your own, or with a lover. So I hope you enjoy the story, and that it takes you to places you never would have imagined on your own. Be sure to post your comments and rate the show. I'd love to hear your feedback. And don't forget to subscribe to my podcast so you'll never miss even one titillating episode. My sponsor for Sassy's Erotic Tales is AdamandEve.com. They've generously provided me with an offer that you're not going to want to miss. So remember the offer code SASSY, that's spelled S-A-S-S-Y. And listen up at the end of today's story for more details on that special offer. Get ready to obey the rules of Madame Q. She's stern, she's firm, and she controls the room and all that occupy it. Get ready to be controlled. I hope you enjoy Flames.
Flame. I'm excited, nervous, and yes, frightened. A shiver runs through me as I stand there, my eyes closed, waiting for permission.
"You may open your eyes," says Madame Q from behind me, her voice clear and commanding. I do so, slowly. Who is this woman who stands before me? From every angle in the small room of mirrors Madame Q has led me into, I see my figure reflected back to me in a way that I've never experienced before. Surely this glamorous creature in front of me isn't a 42-year-old stay-at-home mother of three. My eyes scan my reflection slowly. The cream-colored satin corset shows off my small waist and has given me magnificent cleavage. Behind the lace, you can clearly see my rouged pink nipples. Lower down, under the matching garter belt, and above the elaborate lace borders of my stockings, I see that I've been shaved like a centerfold for the first time in my life. Only a small tuft of my ginger-colored bush, exactly the same color as the hair on my head, has been left intact. And there it is, my naked sex, something I've never seen. Quickly turning the same color pink as my nipples with shame and, yes, excitement.
"Do you see your beauty, Flame?" Madame Q asks.
And I remember that for tonight, I'm not Kathleen O'Connell at all. Tonight, I'm on the adventure of a lifetime, after a week of meticulous preparation. Tonight, I am Flame. "Yes, Madame Q."
"Excellent," Madame Q smiles, her blue eyes sparkling. "Do you accept that tonight you will be lavished with attention and adoration for this beauty?"
"Yes, Madame Q," I say, with not quite as much conviction.
"Flame, you have accepted our contract. In return for an evening of transcendent erotic experience, you will completely obey my direction. Is that not correct?"
"Yes, Madame Q," I say, this time clearly and boldly.
"Remember that I will give any direction once. If I'm not obeyed immediately, there will be consequences."
"Yes, Madame Q," I say with conviction. I don't want to suffer consequences.
"Excellent."
Madame Q steps back from the small room, and two of her assistants quickly move in, attaching a long, matching skirt to my corset. Madame Q hands me an intricately bejeweled mask.
"We are now ready to begin."
The room is lit with crystal chandeliers and candlelight. Men and women in elaborate dress mull around in small groups. I hear laughter and the tinkling of glasses, and somewhere there's music, violins and cellos, but I'm concentrating on paying attention to Madame Q and whatever direction she might give me.
"Robert."
She pulls a tall, attractive man out of a nearby group.
"May I give you the pleasure of introducing you to Flame?"
Robert bows from the waist to Madame Q, and then proceeds to take my hand. I curtsy in response the way I've practiced all week.
"Enchanted," Robert says. "Robert adores redheads," Madame Q advises me.
"Only real ones," Robert says to me, a challenge in his eyes. The crowd titters.
"Flame will be delighted to show you,"
Madame Q indicates a red velvet chair behind me. But I'm caught up in being in front of all these strangers, nipples exposed. I think, well, clearly I have red hair. My brows are red and...
Apparently, Flame is not quite present yet, says Madame Q. Put her over the spanking chair.
I look at Madame Q, and then Robert, and the crowd in horror, but no one is kidding. I'm led to a waist-high contraption, also covered in red velvet.
Lift her skirt, I hear Madame Q's voice as I'm being bent over.
Beautiful view, I hear Robert's rich voice behind me. A quiver of excitement runs through my sex as my arms and legs are fastened down so that I can't move. I'm so red, so mortified. My head is pounding, but I'm not sure I've ever been so turned on before in my life.
Robert, I hear Madame Q again.
Flame needs assistance overcoming her modesty. Will you assist me?
He assents, and after a few moments, I'm aware of him sitting to my right. Suddenly, a shock of intense pleasure radiates through my body as I feel him stroking my already excited clitoris with what must be an artist's paintbrush. And then, without warning, there's the sharp sting and a smack of Madame Q's paddle. I brace myself. 5 times it comes down, the amount for a very minor infraction. The heat and the pain mix with the pleasure of the brush, and just as I think I might swoon from all of the sensation or orgasm right in front of everyone, or both, I feel hands pulling me back to standing and my skirt being reattached.
Now, Flame, please show Robert that you are indeed a natural redhead, Madame Q asks pleasantly, as if I hadn't just been spanked publicly.
My bottom is throbbing. I'm sure I'm still red in the face, but this time I'm ready and sit promptly in the indicated chair. I open my skirt as elegantly as I can manage and show him my wares. Robert seems transfixed. I feel a smile beginning to play on my lips, but not knowing if this is allowed, I do my best to quell it.
Would you like to examine her more closely?
Yes. Thank you, Madame Q. He sinks to his knees right in front of me. I can feel the heat of his eyes devouring me. I am both completely aroused and completely confused.
Madame Q nods and 2 assistants move in, quickly restraining my arms at my sides. The chair tilts back slightly, and then my legs are opened wide as my feet are propped up on 2 stools. I hear murmurs of approval from the crowd.
Exquisite, Robert states. Others in the back nod in agreement. You may give her a light anal massage for her first orgasm, Madame Q instructs him, as if she was telling him he could now serve tea.
Excellent, Robert nods, moving closer to my quivering legs. I feel the whole world can see me. I'm humiliated and yet ecstatic at the same time. He is handed a decanter of oil and proceeds to warm it in his hands. Suddenly, his hands begin massaging a part of my body that's never been touched this way, never been paid attention to. The sensations of pleasure are so great, I gasp. Robert begins a steady, rhythmic stroking. I give myself over to it, forgetting the people, forgetting the formidable Madame Q. The orgasm is moments away. Robert, my husband of 20 years, smiles up at me as he takes the tuft of my remaining pubic hair in his hand. He pulls it up gently and then bends his head to kiss my clit, releasing an orgasm that racks my whole body with joy.
Now, I like that. We should all feel beautiful, sexy, confident, and desirable. You are a stud. You are a temptress. Don't ever question it. And you know, if you go to adamandeve.com, you can find many items to help you feel desirable, sexy, and beautiful. In fact, if you enter offer code SASSY at checkout, you'll get 50% off just about any item. They're also tossing in 3 free adult DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping. So go to adamandeve.com and at the offer code type SASSY. That's S-A-S-S-Y. Well, that's all for now. Be sure to tune in next week for my new episode of Sassy's Erotic Tales for a lunchtime delivery that will get your blood pumping. I'm Sassy. Good night, and sexy dreams to all. from Sassy's Erotic Tales.